Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Similar to the other topics where we have spoken about social justice, social awareness, if we don't have this element of practice in our lives, then there is no such thing as social justice or social awareness. And that is to be individually and collectively responsible for the betterment of our society. And that can only be done by us encouraging good to be performed and by blocking and stopping and deterring bad to be practiced. And this is what we call in Islam al-amr bil ma'roof wal nahi anil munkar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, "U'tu al-majalis haqqaha." Give your gatherings its due rights. "Wama haqquha?" Someone asked, "What is the due right of al-majalis, of our gatherings?" He said, "غُضُّوا أَبَصَارَكُمْ." And basically what it means here is in your gatherings, when you are with other people, when you are in the public, for example, غُضُّوا أَبَصَارَكُمْ, lower your gaze, make sure you're not looking inappropriately at someone. وَرُدُّ السَّلَامُ, reply the salam. If someone says salam, you reply it. It's wajib, as you know. وَرْشُدُ الْأَعْمَى, and guide a blind person, help a blind person. وَأَمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and do your amr bil ma'roof and your nahi anil munkar when you are in public, when you are in gatherings. Now what happens with someone who does do amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar? What's the reward that they are going to receive? Although they might feel alone, although they might feel themselves being judged, you know, who are you to tell me what to do? You know, don't judge me. All these other things that, you know, people usually say these days. But always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. God will give you victory. The verse is, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ الَّذِينَ إِنْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, etc., etc., etc. وَأَمْوَامَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 40 to 41. Basically, the verse is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you victory. You will be among the righteous. You will be among the victorious. You will be among the true believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ, etc., etc. الْآمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّاهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Many verses that speak about the not only the effects of al-amr bil-ma'roof, the social, religious, spiritual, moral effects of al-amr bil-ma'roof wa nahi an munkar, but also the reward of someone applying this in their lives. Then there's this hadith that says, whoever has three characteristics, then they will live the best in this life. من آمر بالمعروف وأتمر به. This is where we need to understand that, well, I need to look at it in this particular way. I want to do أمر بالمعروف, but I should also be someone who, if someone does أمر بالمعروف to me, I also apply it in my life.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
The beautiful saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam, من أمر بالمعروف وأتمر به. Someone who enjoins the goods, but is also enjoining the good himself. وَنَهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَانْتَهَى. And someone who forbids the wrong and is forbidding the wrong himself. وَحَافَظَ عَلَىٰ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ. And honors and preserves and respects and observes the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this is an important thing. You know, you're doing أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ النَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You yourself, you're having problems with it and difficulties with it yourself. Doesn't make sense. So that's why in this particular hadith, he says that this is the way that should be done. Remembering that beautiful hadith that we mentioned, that it is أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر is سبيل الأنبياء ومنهاج الصلحاء. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, of course, you're going to have that level of honor, you're going to have that level of being blessed. And a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and asked him, دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ أَدْخُلْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Guide me to an act, to a deed, that by it I will enter into heaven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, أَطْعِمِ الْجَائِعَ. Feed a hungry person. وَسْقِ الظَّمْآنِ. Quench the thirst of a thirsty person. وَسْقِ الظَّمْآنِ وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And do أَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. By these deeds you will enter heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi also says, لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا أَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلِ الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. People will be good as long as you do your أَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And تعاونوا على البر والتقوى. And you assist one another in doing righteousness and in having piety. فإذا لم يفعلوا ذلك. And if you stop doing that, if you cease doing that, نزعت منهم البركة. Your baraka, the baraka will be taken away from you. And that's the dangers of avoiding or staying away from and abandoning your duty of الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time. intact.